and welcome back to Betch Slapped. I'm Jordana.
I'm Aileen. And okay, so I feel like I can't stop talking about the Kardashians. Can you? I mean, you can.
I can stop talking about the Kardashians, although like it's hard to because they're everywhere.
They're everywhere, but also because the new season started last week and there's a new episode last night, and it's they're all over social media now with their commenting and Eunice. Right. I thought it was okay. So I was just a co-host on our Comments by Celebs new podcast. You guys should check it out. And so we collabed with Comments by Celebs, the amazing Instagram account, and we now produce their podcast. Everyone should listen. But anyway, we talk about the Kardashians, and mostly I didn't know the Kourtney's boyfriend is pronounced Eunice, like Eunice.
How did you think it was?
Eunes. Like I thought it was Eunes, but apparently I'm wrong. But I really don't think I'm wrong
about Eunice. It's
like Yins, like Yin, like in French.
When did you hear anyone even say his
name? Never. It's not confirmed.
What's his last name?
Not confirmed. I don't know. TBD.
What is his profession? Is he a model?
He's a model.
Okay.
He's hot, tall, built.
How old is he?
Very, very young. Like 21-ish.
20s. Okay.
Yeah, very young 20s. Like, I mean, Scott's dating Sophia.
Older than Sophia Richie. Isn't she like 19?
Maybe by like 2 years. Like, right. They're probably in the same grade growing up.
I mean, just like Kylie just turned 21.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fun outfit.
It seems like the Kardashians are, it's like the youth. They're like trying to suck the youth out of the young people.
Just drinking their blood. That's how they stay so young and fresh looking.
So
I feel like Kris Jenner has like a vial of like babies. Every baby that's born, she takes like their cord blood.
Yeah, the placenta, like, for sure.
And she just drinks
like,
it.
Buries it in her office.
I can see that.
Yeah. So there's definitely a feud going on. Kourtney has never been the villain, and this season she appears to be the villain. And Kourtney's never had emotions.
Right.
Isn't that crazy? Like, well,
we're just gonna talk about the premiere because I haven't seen the second episode yet.
I mean, you're not gonna miss anything. We're gonna talk. I'll tell you what happens.
Well, you can tell me what happens.
But so in the premiere, basically Kourtney like cries. She does the same shit. The same shit happens in the second episode. The second episode is actually funnier.
Okay.
Which you might like because we go back to our roots where Scott and Chloe prank Chris, and it's so funny. It's really funny. You should watch it.
The formula that works.
It's
really
the formula.
Production gives her a heads up about the prank?
No. I think it's funnier.
If they don't?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was watching the first episode and parts of it were very entertaining. I will admit I'm not like a usual Kardashian show watcher. But I am amazed at how much drama there is despite all the wealth that there is in the family and the sexuality of like everything that's done. It's like very interesting. Everything is like sexy, even if it's like weird.
Like what?
Like the Christmas photo shoot.
Oh yeah.
Like with Kendall, and she's like showing up and like doing these like sexual poses. Like, this is a family.
That was so funny. Shoot. When she shows up, she's like, oh, I guess I came here for like the family Christmas card and no one else was here.
Right. It's like this photo. It's like almost indicative of like this photo shoot is indicative of their whole life, in that like they're like projecting this image of like closeness and like family and like togetherness. And yet they're all shooting it separately and fighting and like having major freakouts, like because of this photo shoot.
Yeah.
I also just, okay. The most interesting thing about that premiere that I like saw was the fact that they all think they're businesswomen.
Well, I think that Kim is constantly doing something.
I agree. She's probably in a lot of meetings, but she's not like really a business person. She's just the face of she's making the decisions based on like the approval of her likeness. Essentially, like, this is what I like want my likeness to be, or my likeness. Like, she is not doing the actual business. She's not like crunching numbers. She's not like doing projections. She doesn't like know shit about shit. Let's be real. Like, she's showing up to these meetings and they're showing her things, and she's like saying, I like this and I don't like this. And I like this and I don't like this. But
she's the creative.
Not even really. I think someone else is the creative. She's picking. She's not actually going. You think she's going in there and like editing or like coming up with like color schemes? Like, no, she's just picking.
They present her
a bunch of ideas. She gets to feel like she's in charge. She's not really like a business woman.
Chris is definitely the business woman.
For sure. Like, Chris, I'm sure, has a better handle of that. But I found it funny when she was like yelling at Kourtney about her not having a job, when it's like, you have a job, but like, not really. Like, you do. Well, you're busy. You're in these meetings, but it doesn't mean that you're like really working hard. Like, I don't think she's working hard.
I don't agree with you. I think that, like, she is working really, like, she's constantly pushing her stuff to be sold on her Instagram.
She's not even running that. You think she's physically posting that shit? Yes, I don't.
She is. She's posts herself. She posts. Yes, she does.
I don't think she does.
She's constantly on her phone. I think
she has someone else who manages her schedule of Instagram posts and picks them. Maybe she goes over which one she'll allow them to put up.
No, I think she's doing it. She's doing the swatches. She's doing all that shit for her makeup stuff.
Someone else is putting them on her though, and taking the pictures and making sure they look right.
No. I think she's doing it. She like has it to her. She has it on her phone. Like she's like doing selfies of.
I'm
her
sure she
own
has
stuff.
Access.
No, she posts her own stuff. She comments on people's photos. She does do it. I'm telling
That's
you, she does.
I think she's access. I don't think she's like for running like the actual Instagrams that she's posting and like really in charge of scheduling or any of that other stuff.
I'm telling you, she's posting. I don't think it's that crazy. She has her assistant who reminds her to do stuff. And I think she is very much, all of them want to be very in control of their image. They don't let someone else.
If they really wanted to be that in control of their image, though, why would she be posting that like weight loss lollipop? Why would she be posting?
Because she was making money off of it.
Right. But like that's something where she doesn't need that much money. She could promote something. She could be promoting like products that she actually like thinks are legitimate.
I think that they have a very expensive lifestyle and they need the money, all the money they can get. I think
they're willing to take anything.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, yes. Then how are they so in control of their image?
Meaning like that I'm saying that they want to be in control of their image. They hold on to their phones. They post whatever they want. They decide if maybe their assistant will be like, oh, you need to post a little bit more about KKW. She's like, okay, what should I do today? And then they'll discuss it. I really don't think it's that so much more complicated than that. I think
she has people who are running that whole show for her.
I even like Chloe, like I think they're all, Courtney's constantly on her phone posting, editing her own photos.
Well, that's fine because no one wants, according to Kim, no one wants to see what Courtney looks like anyway.
She's the least interesting person to look at. Yeah. But then
I don't
really
even think that's true.
No, it's not. They just do jabs. In the last episode, they try to have like a powwow or like a confrontation about like how they really just, Courtney was the, she was the pioneer of mean fighting, where you just say the meanest thing that could come to your brain.
Right. Very mature.
Mature. She said that. And like, so that's, they just say things they don't mean. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure they mean it, but like, they don't mean it. And because it's not really true.
Well, it's a very
immature
way of fighting, but it's not. Here's the thing. If they became like super mature in their fighting techniques, they wouldn't be interesting to watch.
No, absolutely not.
Because they wouldn't be like screaming like mean, like under the belt, nasty shit at each other. And who wants to watch someone have like an effectively communicated like disagreement? Like there's no incentive for them to like communicate better. Right.
So it was really funny in this last episode because basically the theme now, they're saying they're blaming Courtney's way of that she is, because she hasn't really been like this, on her new therapist or her boyfriend. She's like, Courtney got a new boyfriend and she got a new fucking therapist, and the therapist clearly hates us because she's spewing some shit that she's never spewed before. And
well, maybe she's just realized that like she doesn't really want to be in this lifestyle.
Okay, but stop it. Like she doesn't, in the new episode, she says, I don't really prioritize work right now. I'm prioritizing traveling. Well, guess who's letting you travel? Your fucking family, who gives you that like financial security to do so. Like you've never worked a day like in your life. Like you barely did Dash. Like she should be thankful and show up to the photo shoot.
Or not be thankful. Say this isn't the life that I want.
But she does
want it. I have enough money. I have enough money. I don't have to like live this. And I can still live a pretty fucking crazy life, because I'm sure she still has a lot of money. She could just say, I don't want to film anymore. I want to do my own thing. I don't really want to be like in this lifestyle, and I'm going to take a little bit less money, and I'm just going to opt out of all that.
Here's the thing. Like, I don't believe that for a second though, that she doesn't want this lifestyle. She loves photo, like putting photos of herself online. She loves being relevant. She's obsessive with her own image. You could.
So then why is she saying
all this? I think she's probably having some sort of crisis, like not midlife, but like mid fame, mid something crisis, where she's just
a little
bit confused.
Maybe she's realizing that she doesn't really want all that stuff.
Or maybe she has outside influence from like her young boyfriend, who probably feels like he knows everything. How we thought we knew everything at 22.
I guess. I don't know. I feel like maybe she's like with her kids, kind of like okay, like I did like this lifestyle. I have these three kids now, and I really like the happiest moments that I have are not like doing these photo shoots necessarily, or like being in the public eye, or like getting all these perks. But the happiest moments that I have are like actually like having dinner with my kids, or like giving them a bath.
And she can still do. Right, she doesn't do anything else.
Right. Well, she's like, that's all I want to do now. Which like. Fine.
Yeah,
I'm
but
like
the kids have to go to school. You know what else are you doing?
Like, she's still, I don't know. She's
she
like,
just no, but she. Come on, let's stop giving her so much credit. Like, she doesn't do anything. She can't even. She thinks that they always make fun of her. She doesn't do any. She doesn't. When you talk about somebody doing her app stuff, for sure, the ads that they have for their own apps, like swipe up to see what I do, like this. Right. That's run by assistants for sure. But like the stuff that they put up of like the selfies, whatever. And I also brought this up in the comments by Celebs podcast, but the funniest thing in this last episode was Kendall and Kim were like sitting together and talking shit about basically like Kendall's like, what is this picture court put up? Like, it's like a selfie in a mirror and her thong is showing. And then Kim goes, yeah, she like totally loves that. Like she like loves herself in that. She loves that. Like shadily like saying like, oh, she looks like shit. Like she thinks she looks so amazing, but she doesn't kind of thing. And it was just so funny because like Courtney needs attention. She needs to feel relevant. Like you were even saying, we were talking about this before, how like she didn't even give a shit that Kim was saying that she doesn't work. She just cared about the fact that Kim said she was the least interesting to look at.
Right. So maybe she doesn't even mind that they think she doesn't work.
She doesn't.
I don't think
she
wants to work.
She doesn't. Yeah. Right. She doesn't want to work. No. She's literally, I'm not prioritizing work right now. Like I'm prioritizing traveling. Traveling is really important to me.
I thought she wanted to prioritize her kids and like her family.
I think she's traveling with her kids.
Right.
She doesn't really post them
Courtney
that much.
Courtney is clearly having some sort of midlife crisis.
It's just so funny to me. I'm happy that Courtney now has emotions, but I really, at the end of the episode, they basically say like, clearly she has some underlying shit that she's not talking about, and that like the drama between me, Chloe, I'm talking as if I'm Kim, me, Chloe and her is just the top. There's something there. So we're not going to
agree I definitely agree with that. There's definitely something else going on there. I find as someone who doesn't watch the show, having watched an episode, I find it very interesting and sort of like calming in a way that, despite this family having like so much access and so much money and so much fame, they're all like seem like deeply unhappy.
Yeah, for sure. I think probably a lot has to do with the fact that Scott seems so good. She's like
Scott also seemed like more zen than I remember.
He's very, I think that because he's dating Sophia Richie, it's not like this tumultuous relationship. He's finally a little older. He has like the kids. He doesn't need to deal with all that shit. Not that he ever was, but
I don't
like
think this is gonna last.
But maybe like Courtney's sort of. Like,
well, it's like Scott got out of this relationship where he was just being like kind of like verbally abused a lot. And he's probably with someone who doesn't do that. And like her whole family, that's like sort of their MO. Like, we're just going to like kind of like.
But he used to do crazy shit.
Right. No, he used to do that, too. But I'm saying they used to like feed into each other. Out of it. He's like not having as many interactions like that anymore. Maybe that makes him calmer. I agree with her that like it's not like fun to live in an environment where people are just like saying whatever the fuck crosses their mind to you. Like no one like
who
with Courtney where she was like, I don't want to be like spoken to this like to like this. I'm sure she, not to say that she wasn't like the one major one participating in it, but like I could see like there's nothing that would make me like want to be in a situation where like when someone gets mad at me, they're just gonna like say really like below the belt mean hurtful shit.
Well, I agree that it wasn't Kim's way of fighting wasn't,
and she's legit. Also like not sorry.
I wouldn't be sorry either. Like, I would be so annoyed. Like, you don't have anything to do. I'm asking you to be a part of this thing. You can be a little bit more flexible because you don't have any other things to do. Like, that day, you just don't.
Or just, like, be like, okay, if you don't want to do it, then don't come.
Which she did say she did. That.
Right. So I think that Courtney should just not come.
But she didn't go to her baby shower. I thought that was fucked up.
I didn't see, like, the end of that episode, but.
Yeah, she just didn't show up. Anyway, okay, we can stop talking about the Kardashians now. I think it's enough.
That's fair.
Yeah, sure. You read this one.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Okay. Dear Betches, love the podcast. I'm interested in your opinion on a problem I'm having at work. My crazy boss was recently fired. Yay. And our team now reports to a man who is pretty new to the company with no knowledge of all our roles. Since the change, another woman on my team has been telling the entire department, including my new boss, that she is now in charge of what I do. It's really shocking because our roles have literally never overlapped. It would be like a marketing person suddenly declaring she's head of sales. She's a little above me, but with a very different role and has been with the company twice as long. So I don't feel like I can directly call her out. I also don't want to come off as the girl with drama to my new boss. For a few months now, I've been letting my work do the talking, and I think it's showing. When our boss asks for information, I'm the one with the answers. He's even mentioned that he doesn't understand why there's overlap between our jobs and that he'd be determining separate job descriptions for the two of us soon. In the meantime, she's constantly calling me for info and asking me to forward her everything I have. While I don't want to flat out say no, I don't want her presenting this to our boss as her own work, which she's tried to do. Is it okay to tell her that I'm not comfortable providing her with more info until our boss gives us final word on our roles? If she doesn't like her current job, that's fine, but that doesn't mean she can swoop in and take mine. Appreciate any insight/tips. Thanks, Annoyed Batch.
That's really annoying. Like, can she just not? Can she just not? I feel like
that's our advice.
I feel like when she says, is it okay to be comfortable providing? Yeah, I think that's okay as long as you approach it in a very like non-aggressive manner.
Right. It's always like awkward. Like I'm trying to think like if someone were asking you, I mean, it's different because we're the bosses. So
yeah,
I'm trying to like imagine a situation where someone was asking me to like send them stuff that I knew that they were going to try to like take credit for.
Yeah.
If they were my boss, I wouldn't really mind because it's sort of like they're the one presenting it and they own it. But it doesn't sound like this girl is her boss.
This girl isn't her boss. Like she's just trying to she's probably trying to take her job and or try to get promoted.
Right.
And
I don't think it's about her targeting this girl specifically. I think she's just kind of like, I'm just going to make myself look as good as I can. And like, I'm not really thinking about how that's affecting anyone else. I'm just going
to try to like take charge and like assume responsibility over all these people. I think that she can say like if she asks her to send her something, just be like, well, boss, whatever his or her name is,
Mr. X.
Mr. or Mrs. X. He said equal opportunity. He asked me, boss X asked that I just send it to him directly if you don't mind. Like,
right.
If you want me to look over, if you want to look over my work, that's fine. Or you can ask, you can be like,
ask me any questions.
Yeah. About, like, feel free to ask me anything. Is there something you were looking for specifically? As if like,
that's a good maybe, specific questions.
Maybe like you can ask her, sort of, why does she want your shit before, like, without saying why do you need it?
Right.
Like, maybe, you need this for a project of yours? Like, something like that. Like,
right. In what situation do you think she could be honest and just be like, I don't like that you keep asking me to send you my work?
I think when it gets to a point where it's like a little bit overwhelming and blatant and it's impeding her work life. So you take your side or...
Right.
Hopefully
your boss sends you that sort of clarification of your both specific.
Yeah, that's really important
because that's something you should be asking for like as soon as you can, being like, I want to be clear about like what it is that I'm in charge of.
Yeah, but don't say you're confused. That's what we hate.
There's some clarity.
Don't say confused. Just be like, hi. I'm so glad you started, whatever. Don't say whatever. And just say, ever since you started, I think there's been some confusion between the departments about what everybody's role. Are they the same? Because I really like my role and I think I'm growing in it. So I want to know who is my direct manager, something like that. Who do I report to? And that's really, and then once that's very clear, that's something you can reiterate to that person because they can't say no.
I agree with that.
Okay.
Let's do another one.
Oh, just speaking of, our new book is coming out. It's called
When's Happy Hour.
Thanks for filling it in. I almost forgot what it was called. When's Happy Hour? Work hard so you can hardly work. It's available for pre-order right now. Anywhere you can buy books, Amazon, Barnes and Noble, Indie Books. And so it's an amazing book. It's mint green. It's very cute. And it comes out officially October 23rd. So please pre-order.
It gives you all sorts of like really good career advice.
Yeah,
it's like
about.
Funny. And it's just like this podcast, but like in written form, and it'll tell you how to like do everything from perfecting your resume to being someone's boss and like how to just like be the best person at your job that you can be, unlike Kourtney Kardashian.
Who prioritizes work, not travel.
Go to betches.co/WHH. Betches.co/WHH.
It's just slash.
I don't know.
Okay.
Whatever. Hey, Batches. I'm a 21-year-old about to start my senior year of college. Do you want me to just keep reading? My mom and I have started to have a pretty strained relationship because she's always been kind of controlling. And for most of my life, I've just kind of gone along with it. I feel smothered. For example, in high school, one time she stole my homecoming dress because I didn't want to apply to one summer program. I recently had a small skin infection and she yelled at me if I didn't rub this colloidal silver on it, even though I didn't think it was the best for me. She constantly uses threats so that I do what she wants. She also started to say that I'm ungrateful that my parents have paid for my college. She claims that she always has my best interest at heart and is doing the right thing, but it feels like she gives me no option and gets mad when I don't follow her every whim. I feel like she is just stressed that I'm not going to find a job or anything and it will reflect poorly on her. Recently, she said that I should get a career coach before the fall semester starts so that I can get a job, but I don't want to because I want to try it on my own for once in my life. She criticized me for taking a babysitting job, but I did it so that I could start making my own money and she couldn't control me with it. I wanted to be the one in control and I don't want to have a career coach this early on. How do I stand up to her and show her that she doesn't need to constantly try to find the best path for me and that I'm an adult who can make my own decisions?
Woof. Thanks. Woof. That's really...
That's tough.
That's a scary mom. Right?
Yeah. I think this is a mom who doesn't... She's showing you that she doesn't respect you by not allowing you to make your own decisions and your own mistakes.
She wants to respect boundaries.
Right. She wants to control you and she obviously feels very... She feels like she's going to be very affected by your outcome in life in mm-hmm. some way, shape, or form, or else she wouldn't like not allow you to like make your own mistakes and make your own... And like have your own potential... issues and all these things. But I think what you need to say to her is like, I think there's a few steps here. And like, depending on how receptive she is, like you can escalate them. The first is to kind of just like sit her down, maybe like get lunch with her or something like that and be like, Mom, I feel like I'm feeling a little like suffocated, to be honest, with how you're treating me in this job search. And I feel like you're not really giving me room to like make my own mistakes and grow. And I'm so grateful for everything that you've helped me with. Mm-hmm. But I'm feeling like I'm not having any room to like really make my own decisions or like have control over my own life. And it's giving me a lot of anxiety and like make it about how you feel, like how you, like you're feeling very anxious because you don't feel like you have like the freedom to like make mistakes and try things on your own.
Yeah. I would even like take even back a step and mm-hmm. I wouldn't even use the word you. Like okay. I would just say, I don't know where I heard that, but just talk about your feelings.
That's a good idea.
You're feeling very anxious. You're feeling like you can't make your own decisions. Like Jordana just said, don't say like you're making me feel like I can't, because then she can't get defensive.
Right.
Cause she'll immediately attack mode.
Instead, she might just be like, why do you feel that way?
And then you could just be like, I don't know if I'm ready for a career coach. You'd be like, I don't think that you know best for me. Like, I don't know if I'm ready for a career coach. I like think that I would do better making some mistakes on my own. And like, I'd like upload up again with the appreciation. Totally.
Right. I would love the opportunity to show you that I'm like very able capable. To make my own decisions. And like, I would love for you to feel like you respect me enough.
And you can even explain the babysitting. You can just sit, not like the way that you say it, but you can explain like, and don't worry. Like I didn't take the babysitting job because I thought that was like a career path for me. I took it because I just wanted to make some money on the side to have some financial freedom just as an exercise.
Right. As a way for me to like learn what it's like to like make my own money. And
she can't say anything to that.
Right. Because then you sound like very mature. And if your mom is like okay, so once you try all these things, and if your mom is like not receptive and not seeing you and not really like hearing your point of view or letting you decide for yourself, and after all that, she doesn't get it, I think what you can do is, again, like make your own money as continue trying to make your own money and get your own financial freedom so that you don't have to rely on this person who's very controlling. Like that's really like, at the end of the day, if you're taking money from someone who's like very controlling and uses what they do against you, you're never going to be able to like do what you want to do and feel like you're really free in life.
Yeah, no, for sure. You need to do it. You need to make the money on your own so that you can have a different relationship with them.
Right.
They need to like know that there's no cord left.
Right. And we both like have our own relationships with our own mothers. We're like, you know, everyone has their own relationship where they can feel like different moms want different levels of control over you and they want different stays. And like, sometimes it's like, it'd be great to have the healthiest mom who's like, oh, go out to the world and like do your thing. And I'm here for you if you need me. But like most moms are not like that, I think, or at least my mom is not like that. So it's kind of important for you the earlier on where you like, if you have a mom who's not necessarily like letting you do your own thing in a way that's non-judgmental and not holding things over your head, is to just like as early as you can sort of get away from that, which I think seems like you're doing a good job.
Yeah, it's 21 is a good time to realize that.
Agreed.
Okay, you want to play some games?
Let's do it.
Okay. Would you rather drink only water every meal or drink only wine with every meal?
Water.
You'd rather drink water?
I was drinking a lot of wine this weekend. I just felt like disgusting.
I know that I maybe was thinking about doing wine, but like I also feel so gross if I only drink wine. Like I need it only like once every like few days or...
Yeah, I feel like if this question would be, we're recording this on a Monday. I feel like if we were like we kind of did a practice round for this last week on Wednesday, and it was further away from the last time I had like drank a lot.
You get excited.
Right. So I was like, oh, wine, of course. And now I like just came back from a weekend where I was like drinking a lot and eating crap and drinking a lot. And I was like, ugh, I feel gross. Like, so I think gross. I'd have to do the water.
Yeah.
It's better for my long term health.
Yeah. Generally, drinking a lot of water is very good for your health. I try to drink like 3 liters a day these days.
Imagine
like,
drinking 3 liters of wine a day.
I can't imagine that.
You would probably look like 10 years older. Like I know. In like 6 months.
Okay, so water.
Water. As lame as that sounds, we used to be fun. Sorry.
I'm still fun. I get fucked up off 2 martinis and I'm like on the floor.
Okay, Dorinda.
Oh, yeah.
All right. BFF party with shoot. Kim Kardashian, Meghan Markle, Kris Jenner.
Okay. I would want to party with Kris because neither of these women party. That's true. Meghan or Kim. I would probably want to be BFF with
Meghan.
I'm trying to imagine what it would be like. Probably Meghan, because then you really understand like the inner workings of the royal family.
That's true. Yeah, you get like a lot more interesting info.
Although Kim probably knows a lot of
it. I also think that the royal family is like quieter. I think Kim might like tell some people about your like BFF secrets, whereas like Meghan Markle is like pretty good at keeping her mouth shut, as we can see from the past.
The British put everything under the rug.
Right. And from like her issues with her father, like she hasn't said anything.
Right. So. Yeah. And I'm sorry, Kim, but like,
I don't know. I'd rather take a photo shoot with you. You're probably not helpful with that.
No, she would outshine all of us. She'd steal all of our thunders.
That's true. She'd tell you where you were the least interesting person to look at in photo shoot.
She seems like a mean fighter and Meghan doesn't. So I don't think I would choose Kim to be BFF with.
All right. Sorry, Kim.
Sorry.
Bye.
Chucked. Okay. Would you rather party hard for 5 nights a week every week or be on a juice cleanse 5 days a week every week?
I feel like I'd be moody either way.
Ugh.
Because I'd either be like so hungry
that I'd be like a
nasty bitch, or I'd be like so hungover that I couldn't get anything done and be nasty.
I would choose again the juice cleanse based on the thought process of the first question.
Right.
Because like one is actually, okay, depends what juice you drink.
Vegetable but
even
juice. So,
even if you do choose like apples in your juice, you're still going to be healthier than drinking, than partying hard 5 days a week. Again, you'll look like 20 years older even.
That's true.
Because that's not just wine.
Yeah. You know, it was Aileen and I have been watching. You are Aileen.
I am.
We've been watching Sharp Objects. And in the most recent episode, Amy Adams kind of like goes with her sister to this party.
Yes.
And it got me thinking, like, there's something about like us. We're past this age where like you kind of just like went out and like just saw where the night took you.
Yeah. Right.
You know, like she just like kind of like rolls along with her sister. She like someone hands her like an oxy. Not that I've ever done it, but like still like.
And then does ecstasy.
Right. And then she just kind of like the night just takes you to a different place. And I kind of, not that I wanted to do that exactly, but I kind of miss that feeling of like, you're just like out and like, we'll see what happens.
Well, you can still do that. Like, I'll still do that. But it just depends on you. She has no responsibility.
It's like kind of scary, but like exciting.
But she's also an alcoholic.
That's true. It's probably not great for her.
She's probably like trying to shut out all of the awful feelings and emotions she has in her head and memories.
Right.
You guys should watch Sharp Objects. It's a really, really good. Sharp Objects.
Sharp Objects, yeah.
Because she has another book called Dark
Dark Places.
That's one I read. Yeah.
I read that one too.
This one is really good. It's really, really dark.
It starts off slow and then it gets good. It's on HBO. Check it out. Also check out Insecure, which just started. We are also big fans of that show.
Yeah, we're not promoting any of these. We're just honestly telling you shows that we love.
But we really like them and we love to talk about them, but they have to get popular enough to where everyone's talking about them. So we need you guys to watch.
Yeah, watch it, please. Okay. All right. So
I think that's it.
Talk to you guys next week.
Bye.